Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the award-winning program, Talk the Town. I'm Denny Heindel. My guests today are two very important new ball players in the game, getting into the major leagues, hopefully. Josh Mitchell and Peterson.
Cole Peterson.
Yeah. Getting here a little bit late, so I'm not quite on the ball yet this morning. But it's very nice to see two people from this area be involved and being drafted. So we have Cole and Josh here. Josh is on the line, and Cole is sitting in front of me. So, Barry, you might want to start it.
Yeah, Josh, for you, I know you're on the way somewhere, but you were taken in the 22nd round by Kansas City with the 660th pick. Did you have any indication going in there, anybody that was interested in you?
Oh, yeah. I had, leading up to the draft, the weeks before the draft, I had talked to every major league team, and they were all interested just for the sole fact that I was a left-handed pitcher. But the only downfall was that I'm 22 years old, and I'm a senior, so I wasn't, you know. It originally started saying, hey, we're looking at you at 5 through 12, but there's no promises. And I knew that leading up. So just to get the call whenever it was, whether they're in the 5th round or the 40th round, just to get the call is exciting and have an opportunity to chase my dreams.
Yep. So where are you headed now?
I'm heading out to Surprise, Arizona for my physicals. I got to throw a bullpen and sign, and then I get shipped off to either Idaho Falls or Burlington, North Carolina to start my short season.
All right. And for Cole, how about you? 13th round, 395th pick, Detroit. Any indication, anything?
Yeah, I talked to the Tigers throughout the season a couple times, and we had other teams as an interest, you know, the Pirates and the Diamondbacks, a couple other teams had a lot more interest in the Tigers, but when it came down to it, you know, when I dropped to the 13th round, the Tigers snuck in there and took a pick on me.
Okay, so where are you headed?
And I got to fly to Lakeland, Florida on Sunday to, do a physical and a little mini camp for 3 to 4 days, and then after that, they'll ship me out to Connecticut to start playing.
What was it like when you got the call?
It was unbelievable, just excited. All the nerves were gone. It was just a big relief to get the call. It's a dream come true. So to finally have that moment to where I got the call is just unbelievable.
Yeah. How long has this been your dream all your life?
Since I was a little kid and started playing baseball, it was my dream. I just always running around playing with my cousins and my brother and baseball in the backyard and everything. And to grow up and play high school and then get to go to the D1 level to continue my career and then to have the call, it was absolutely amazing.
I seen where you were 5'11", and I forget how many pounds, but what's your favorite pitch?
My favorite pitch?
Yeah, that you can throw.
I used to throw the knuckleball.
Oh, really?
He was pretty good.
In high school, I used to throw the knuckleball, but it was just usually...
Oh, yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good.
Josh, did you used to ever play against one another?
Oh, yeah, we played against each other. We played with each other. Yeah.
Yeah, you both played together. Yep, you both played for a Wilcox Legion team that Cole's dad, Jeff, coached. Ooh. And they went all the way to Boyertown. They won the Region 8 tournament, went down there, and here's this bunch of kids, 14, 15 years old, knocking off all these kids that are going Division 1. And people are coming up to me and going, where's Wilcox at? I said, oh, it's on 219. What's 219? You know, they had no clue, but these kids have been amazing since the time they were younger. They competed against each other in basketball because Josh was at Ridgeway and Cole was at Johnsonburg. And so it was kind of neat to see them actually get to play together at some point. And what a team that was. I mean, unbelievable. I wanted to ask both of you guys, who were your heroes growing up? Josh, you first.
Me? Oh, geez. My hero, I mean, I got to stick with my family. I got to stick with my dad. If it wasn't for him putting in the time, coming home after work and after a 16-hour day, just absolutely miserable and wanting to, hey, Josh, want to play catch? Hey, Josh, let's go hit. And, you know, me, and when I would ask him, he would never say no. So my hero is definitely my dad. My heart, I owe him everything.
Yeah, same with what Josh said. It's definitely my mom and dad and my brothers. Like Josh said, he'd come home from work, and if I needed to hit or throw, he would either throw or my brother would either throw to me. So the day yesterday was a big special day for me, but at the same time, it was special for my family.
Who were your favorite teams growing up?
I grew up a Cleveland Indians fan, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I was born and raised a Yankee fan, so.
Well, there's hope for both of you.
Yeah, no Pirate fan. No, I can't believe that, Barry. Not even a Pirate fan, you know?
No, I was a Boston fan, so I don't get this New York stuff.
I was a Yankee fan, too. It's easy to support a winner, though. You know. Do you guys know the road ahead of you? Have you ever known anybody that got drafted and worked their way up through the ranks?
I mean, we both knew Seth Strike. Seth ran into some rough patches in the minors, but I personally don't know anyone that made it the whole way. I knew Josh Johnson. He made it all the way to AAA, but personally don't know anyone that made it the whole way to the mine, the whole way to the show.
Yeah, like Josh said, Seth Strike was one we knew, and then I didn't know Josh personally like Josh did, but I heard about him. I knew how far he made it and like what he went through in the minors, and then last weekend I actually got to meet him and talk to him, so it was nice to meet him.
What are you looking forward to most? You know, after you get your physical and get yourself settled?
Just getting out on the field and getting to finally play. I've been hanging around the last couple of weeks just, you know, practicing, hitting, playing catch, and just, you know, keeping on top of everything. It'll just be nice to finally get out on the field and start playing again.
You're not only a good pitcher, but you do pretty good in hitting too, don't you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
He played shortstop at Bonaventure, and he hit close to 350 or something this year. Actually, you had your first couple home runs, too. Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
I got to hear this because you played 3 years, and I'm looking, and you're hitting a ton of doubles and triples and everything, and then, boom, two home runs. The first time I thought it was a misprint. I thought, I got to call up there and make sure.
Yeah.
And then the second time, I was like, it must be for real. So I didn't know if they were letting you throw it up and hit it or.
Yeah. I've been getting a little stronger each year, and I was surprised when I hit my first home run. I think I sprinted around the bases in about 5 seconds. But then my second one was actually an inside the park home run.
Okay.
So it didn't go over the fence, but a kid came in and dove and missed it, and I just kept going and ended up getting an inside the parker. So.
Yep, and Josh, for you, you were a tremendous hitter in high school. I mean, I remember seeing you hit some balls that I don't know if they ever come down yet. But what do you ever get the urge to get back in the box and hit the ball instead of throwing it?
Oh, absolutely. After my freshman year, I was talking to our head coach, Joe Giordano, about it. He's kind of almost like on my hands and knees begging him to let me swing it again. But he just kept telling me every time I would ask him, like, hey, man, listen, your money's going to be made being a left-handed pitcher. Nobody cares if you can swing the bat. And that kind of hurt for a little bit. But after that, you know, once I finally realized that, you know, he was right, I'll make some money someday being a left-handed pitcher. I kind of just sucked it up and dealt with it.
Tell me a little bit about how the process does work. You know, I mean, you guys are both very good ball players, and do the teams actually sit down with you and talk to you and sort of feel out what your disposition is, or do they just watch you on the field and all of a sudden they draft you? Or how does that process work?
It's a little bit of both. You know, the scouts come and watch you play, and then after a few games, I've sat down and, you know, talked to them, filled out a couple things, and just, you know, had a conversation with them. Just, I think they like to get a feel for who you are as well as they watch you play on the field.
Yeah, same thing goes for me. A lot of teams would just, I started with our pro day. We had 30 scouts at our pro day, and then after that, sat down with a few teams, had a couple individual meetings in the fall leading up to the season, and then kind of once the season started, it was kind of like, hey, listen, we're going to back off a little bit. We'll be in touch with phone calls and email. Not too many, you know, visits then. They were just busy watching other players and watching us play as well.
You know, I was talking to Chuck Tanner one time. I said, Chuck, what do you look for in a new ball player? And he said, look for what they have in their heart. So you really got to have it in your heart to want to be a major leaguer. And it's a long road, as you probably know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot of, so you don't get injured and stuff. What did you do in the off season, even here at this level? Did you lift weights or did you pitch or?
Cole and I both, we took part in like the collegiate summer leagues, but at the same time, I mean, I still worked out and ran, and all the physical conditioning and strengthening part of it was still a huge key for my success.
Yes, yeah, same. Like Josh said, we both participated in summer league the last 2 years or 3 years, and at the same time as we were playing, you know, whether it was in the morning or, you know, after a morning game or mid-afternoon game, we always found our way to like the weight room or something to stay on top of everything.
And when did you sit home just wait for that phone to ring, or how did that happen?
I was so nervous I didn't even want to watch it yesterday. So I was outside just shooting hoops with my little brother, just trying to stay away from it, and just keep my mind off of it. And then when I got the call, it was, my jaw just dropped for a second. I didn't know what to think for a minute.
Who was the guy that called you?
It was a Detroit Tiger scout that was, he came to a couple of my games this year and watched me play, so he's the one that gave me the call.
Who called you, Josh?
His name is Jim Farr. He's a Kansas City Royals scout.
Good, good. And, you know, then you just, went and told your father and your mother and your aunt and your uncle?
Yeah, they were standing right there. So
I want to know what both of you, what your mother's reaction was. I know your dads are pumped, but your mom's, how about that?
Rolled her eyes out.
Yeah, mine was the same way. My mom actually put sunglasses on while we were sitting in the house to make sure no one knew that she was crying.
Have you had the media other than us give you a call as far as maybe the TV stations, local TV, JAC, or anybody like that?
No, I just talked to like the Johnsonburg Press and the Du Bois Courier.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to the Ridgeway paper and Ridgeway Record and a writer for MLB.com that works for the Kansas City Royals. That's it.
You know, it's awful nice to see two guys from this area getting drafted. Doesn't happen that often, you know. And look at the career Joe Bimo had, you know. So
yeah,
he might be a guy to talk to, too, to give you a couple tips, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you both, Josh, you first. What so far in your sports career from the time you got involved in Cole, you two, what's the biggest thrill you've had so far? Josh, first.
So far, I think I got two of them, to be honest with you. One, obviously, was, you know, yesterday getting the phone call saying, hey, you're now a professional athlete. And the other one would have been choosing to go to Pitt and signing my letter of intent there.
Okay, Cole?
Yeah, I'd probably go with the same thing Josh said. To get that call yesterday was definitely the best. And then another dream of mine before I became a professional baseball player was to play Division I. And when Coach Sudbrook gave me the opportunity to do that and to sign that letter of intent and everything, it was a thrill.
You know, I've seen you guys and watched you've grown up and seen some of the things you've done. And those are totally amazing things. But how about, did you ever dream of doing anything else besides playing baseball? Did you ever give a thought to playing hoops in college somewhere?
Honestly, not really. I liked basketball a ton in high school, but I really wanted to play college baseball at the D1 level and then hopefully, you know, advance to the next level, which, you know, happened yesterday.
Josh, how about you?
I don't think I was good enough to play college basketball like Cole, but no, I never had any other thing in mind besides playing college baseball.
When you went to St. Bonnie, what were some of the subjects you took up, and what were your majors or whatever?
I'm a sports management major, and I'm in a minor in business, but I still have a year left, so I'll be going back whenever I can to finish my classes.
Good.
Smart.
Good. Yep. What about you, Josh?
I'm actually a pre-law major, so took up a lot of, like, criminal justice and defense classes like that. And I have three classes left, and I'll finish mine hopefully this fall, unless I'm still playing.
Now, you went to where, Johnsonburg High School?
Yeah.
What were your favorite subjects, and who were some of the teachers you might want to mention over the air that helped you through the years?
Honestly, probably all of them that I had, like, no matter what subject it was, they were all real nice, real influential, you know, they'd help you with anything. So I mean, just a thanks to everyone, but one of my favorite subjects was probably math.
Math, yeah, really?
I liked working with numbers when I was a little growing up. So.
Well, there's a lot of math in baseball, believe me. What about you, Josh? What was your favorite subjects or maybe a favorite teacher?
I have to go with Columbus. I liked them all. I really did. I hated math, though. I will say that. I'm off.
Good man.
That's why I picked up something. I don't have to do very much math. But if I had to pick one teacher, it would definitely have to be Mary Egger. She was a language arts and English teacher, and she was always there for me. She always came to every basketball game, every baseball game. I just want to give her a huge shout-out and a thank you for everything.
Do you guys go to any professional games during the summer?
Yeah, I went to a few the last couple summers. I went to a couple Cleveland Indians games each summer. So
good.
Yeah, I went to a few as well. A few Pirates games since we're right there. That's really about it.
What do you think they really seen in you that made them sign you?
For me, I think it was they see an old school ball player. I just hustle, do everything try to do it the right way, and I never say anything. I just always try to stay quiet and just let my game talk for me.
What about you, Josh?
Same thing. I've had plenty of guys tell me that I'm an old school pitcher. I'm not gonna try and finesse anybody. I'm just gonna throw a fastball at you, and if you hit it, you hit it. And I'll tip my cap. If you don't, I'm just gonna keep throwing it at you.
When you're out there in the mound, do you ever see some of these professionals and say, God, where are they coming from? It's such a simple play and they screw it up.
No, I never really said that. I mean, baseball, you're going to have the errors. As a pitcher, you can't let an error or anything like that bother you. You just kind of got to brush it off and move on. Do your best to get your guys another ground ball, another fly ball to make up for it. Make the best.
Yeah, same. Like, even when I'm in the box, a pitcher, even if he could be twice my size, but he still has to throw it like every pitcher right in the same zone. So, you look at some and you're like, wow, this kid's big, but at the same time, he's got to throw it right there. So you just got to get ready and stay in there and do what you can.
If you guys could give any advice to young kids out there that might hear this, or young kids, because you got to know that there's a lot of young kids that look up to you. What kind of advice would you give them if they have the same kind of dream that you did?
To work hard and keep practicing no matter what. If you have a bad day, there's always tomorrow. And, just to keep working hard, because me and Josh just had our dreams come true in such small towns here in Elk County. And, it could happen for any one of those little kids out there that have the same dream as us.
What about you, Josh?
Like what Cole said, just to keep working hard. I mean, you really never know who's watching. You never know what can happen. Any given day, somebody could see you and be like, wow, that kid's a great ball player. He's going to be a good ball player someday. Just to keep working hard, like the way Cole is. I applaud him 100%. If he doesn't say anything, he always just, keeps himself out of trouble and he's quiet and goes about his work. And those are the guys that are the ones that make it the whole way, the guys that stand out like that, not the guys that are talking all the time. Just to be yourself, and no matter what, there's always tomorrow. If you have a bad day, so what? Move on. Tomorrow will be better.
Well, Cole, what if they wouldn't have called you, then how would you have felt?
I would have been, a little bummed, because I was so excited for the draft and everything. But at the same time, I have great coaches, great teammates back at St. Bonaventure, and I would have just went back there for my senior year and just, finished up school and had another season to play with everyone.
How about you, Josh?
I would have been a little bummed out. Oh, yeah. But like Cole said, I would have went back to Pitt. I do have one more year of eligibility left, so I would have took that year of eligibility, finished my three classes, played my last year, and then go into the real world, I guess.
Yeah, you're going to get in the real world in baseball, I think, Jim Bunning says they don't call it a business because it's too crazy of a game. Yeah. What are you most looking forward to now? With the winter coming and everything, you'll be in Arizona, I think you said?
Josh. Yeah, I'll be in Arizona.
Josh, yeah. What are you looking forward to the most, Josh?
Other than pitching? Playing somewhere warm for once. I'm tired of playing in Pittsburgh where it's cold.
That's a good thing. How about you, Cole?
Yeah, I like Josh said, you know, play, I mean, he gets to play in the warmth, but, you know, I might not. I might still have those cold days, but at the same time, it doesn't even matter as long as I get, you know, I get to do what I love. So.
Yeah, that's great, you know. What about any girlfriends, honey? Told your girlfriend that what happened?
Oh, yeah. I gave her a call yesterday as soon as it happened. She was at work, so she didn't get to receive it till about 4 o'clock, but she was very happy for me.
Great. How about you, Josh?
My girlfriend was actually at the house and got to enjoy the moment with my family and myself.
Good, good. Is there anything that you might say to the people out there that we want to thank or you want to, you know, just say hello to?
There's a long list of people that I could say hello to and thank you. So to everyone out there that's been there for me since day one, it's just a thank you, and I appreciate everything.
How about you, Josh?
Same thing. I got my list is just as long, if not longer, but I want to thank all my friends and family that have supported me through all this, especially the coaches. Cole, tell your dad I said thank you. I know he's in the room.
Yeah, well.
I can say this. I can vouch for Barry. He's been a long fan of you guys, and he told me 2 years ago, you know, that to watch you two guys, that you were going to make it, you know, and he was more happy than anybody. And we were talking in the office the other day, and he couldn't wait to get back there to watch, you know, what was going on, you know. And for the last 2 or 3 days, it's been rough on Barry, too, to be honest with you. He really wanted to see
it's fun.
He really wanted to see you guys signed. He really did, you know. So congratulations to both of you, and wish you the best of luck. If we can ever do anything, please, you know, where we're at, help you out or whatever, you know. And can't wish you any more happiness and also success.
Yeah, thank you very much. That means a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Barry, have any more?
No, it's just been fun watching them. It's going to be fun watching them down the road. I can't wait to get maybe a chance to go see them play now. And by the way, you guys will never be in as many stadiums. I don't care how big of a career you have. Rick Porter's been everywhere. And I guarantee you, he'll be to one of your games before you know it. And if you need any advice on minor league parks or whatever, he's been everyone in the world, so I'll keep you in touch with him too.
One thing more, Barry, I see Cole's dad over there. Why don't you take the mic for a minute, and we'd like to maybe ask you a few questions. How does it feel as a father to see your son making such success at such an early age?
It's fantastic. I mean, he's been working hard since he's a little kid, just like Josh and all these kids have been working their butts off for playing some good ball. And we played against a lot of good competition. These kids just shine. It's just a fantastic thing. I mean, it was nerve-wracking the last couple of days. I'm just glad it's done.
Well, just beginning, really. Then there'll be another step, another step, another step, you know.
We're ready for this step. We'll take this one first.
That's great. That's great. Did you attend every one of your boys' games, Cole's games? Or?
Every home game and a lot of the away games this year, because I thought he was probably going to get drafted this year and I'd be missing some. So I tried to get to all of them this year. I missed a few, but not many.
How about your wife? Is she excited also?
Oh, yeah, she's excited. She's excited he's on the East Coast, so she don't like to fly. So that wouldn't have went real well. So we'd have been happy no matter what. But
I think she'd have been happy to fly too, don't you?
She wouldn't have flew.
Really?
Nope, I think I'd have to buy a train. We'll see.
Well, it's pretty neat, and I'm sure you told all your friends. And what a proud moment for your father, Cole, to have him experience this, you know.
It's awesome, and congratulations, Josh. I didn't get to talk to you, and congratulations to Doug and Teresa. You know, your mom and dad, tell them that's great. It's just two kids out of this area is fantastic, and I coach these guys.
Really?
So it's great.
Now, what did you coach in?
Legion.
Legion?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's pretty good, you know.
I wanted them together in Little League. We'd have really did some damage. We'd have been Williamsport, but we never got that shot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
The other thing I wanted to bring up was yesterday it was like 4 years to the day. Absolutely. That you guys won the state championship in Johnsonburg. Mm-hmm. And Cole pitched the whole game and stuff. And that was a great experience, too. It's amazing how that works like that, how it comes around. You would have never thought 4 years ago that I'm going to be sitting here talking about being drafted by a Major League Baseball team.
Exactly. We didn't even know that. Somebody actually came up to the house. We had a bunch of people come up and showed up yesterday, and somebody brought that up and said, you realize today is the anniversary of you guys winning the state title, and he's getting drafted on the very day. I said, no, I didn't. Honestly, I didn't.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing. It's neat. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. But not only excited for Cole, but I'm sure it's very, very exciting for the family, whole family.
Absolutely. Yeah. For everybody. Everybody in the whole county. I mean, just the people that are coming out. It's amazing.
Exactly. It's for the whole county.
It
like
is.
I say earlier, you know, it's it's unusual to see two drafted like this, or even one for that matter.
Yeah, we're a little area around here, and there's people say, you know, you ain't never getting out of here. It's a small town. Nobody sees you. Nobody knows. This is big. I mean, this is phenomenal.
But I can say, you know, the scouts, they don't miss much, to be very honest with you, or very anymore. It's, you know, that's their job to go out there and look at these youngsters, you know, and they get a tip, they're there. You might not even know at times that they're there.
I've always told him from day one, you just play your game, do your thing, because if you're good enough, they'll find you.
Oh, yeah, and they will.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, well, that wraps it up, and thank you both for being our guests today on Talking It Down, and thank you, Josh, and keep watching these two guys, and I'm sure you'll be reading about them in the paper, and we're going to be announcing whenever we hear something, we'll pass it on, and thanks for listening to Talk to Town, and we'll see you next week. Take care. Hey, bye-bye.
Good luck, Josh.
You too, Cole. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.